Let's lavish. It's for my ladies. Yeah, her taste expensive. Oh, she's so picky, yicky. Got them tricking on that pussy. How she so tricky, yicky. Looking so sexy. I got that stiffy, yippy. Let me crawl up in that nookie. Call me itty bitty. Wanna get lifted? Come roll this spliffy, yippy. Wanna get tipsy? I get so trippy, yippy. She drippy, saying that she don't want no hickeys. You could kiss me, but hurry up, I got her wet like a whippy. Yeah, sippy, yippy. She wanna ride and roll that sticky, yicky. Oh, she got that alley and she licky, yicky. Looking at me, she want that quickie, yicky. She want that quickie, yicky. Say she want licky, yicky. Say the mother niggas iffy, yiffy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky, yicky. Looking at me, she want that quickie yicky. She want that quickie yicky. Yeah, I pet that kitty yitty. I know you like it. Rubbing that titty yitty. Got you excited. Get that sticky yicky. You invited to my city yitty. Come through, shorty, I ain't with the chitty chitty. Oh yeah, that pussy so pink. Oh, that's so pretty yitty. Go so hard when I beat it, I feel no pity yitty. Hit me up and I pick you up like a willy yilly. Get you silly. She say the mother niggas iffy yippy. She wanna run and roll that sticky yicky. Oh, she got that lolly and she licky yicky. Looking at me, she want that quickie yicky. She want that quickie yicky. So she want licky yicky. Say the mother niggas iffy yippy. She gon' ride it and roll that sticky yicky. Looking at me, she want that quickie yicky. She want that quickie yicky.
I like that sticky yicky. Oh, my baby don't smoke, she on that sippy yippy. She be down for whatever when she get tissy issy. I give a quickie dicky, a tissy limpy impy. And then I eat her like honey, like my name Winnie Innie. Oh, I make her say, oh, she so glissy yissy. I call her Icky Vicky, oh, she so icky. We get it poppin' in the bitty with the tinties. Can nobody see us 40-20.
She say the mother niggas yippy yippy. She wanna run and run that sticky yicky. Oh, she got that lolly and she licky yicky. Lickin' at me, she want that quickie yicky. She want that quickie yicky. So she want licky yicky.
Slippery might catch me slippy. Pop out a kitty. Ain't nothing wrong with it as long as you go one half with me. Just kidding, just kidding. Don't get offended, just forget it. And let's make love like the world is ending.
Licky, yicky, licky, yicky. Say the mother niggas effy, 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 effy. She gon' ride it and roll that sliffy, effy. Roll that, looking at me, she want that quickie, yicky, quickie. Oh.
Buenas noches, señoras y señores. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, June 22nd, 2014, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting for you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is called Icky Icky by Marc Angelo. And for the next song, I'm going to play something I just found earlier today that sounded pretty cool. It's from an artist called Courtney Barnett. She's based out in Melbourne, Australia. And her song is called Don't Apply Compression Gently. Here you go.
Bring me all the way
You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy. The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh, gimme, 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 your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, 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 and side, real high, you ride, my lust.
Baby, I'm about to blow up, I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go. True genius, distant planet, unknown species. My rap straight crack like Reese's Pieces. I got knee deep in a stack of CDs, just to rock the masses, cause they lookin' sleepy. It's what I preach, shout, they live in a hustle, ain't easy, but your prize always super fly. Homie, y'all believe me, y'all I'm about to blow this town, man, y'all about to know my sound. Watch me rise to the top, I ain't never coming down. Baby, I'm about to blow up, I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go. Ask for what you thought it was, here's your disaster. But on the other side of the glass is my hustle master. I keep every trick up my sleeve, plus I reach your energy. No way you could come at me, yes I am infinity. Just where I've been you'll see, don't block galaxies. Up down, paddle stream, space land, mountain breeze. Hope found in the beast, feel like angels calling me. But time I'm stealing it, don't care what day it is, long as I'm feeling free, long as I'm on my way, long as I'm getting paid, long as the rhymes fade you in to a sunray. I was born to shine, watch me blow. About to blow up, I just thought you should know. I know you remember when I blown up, but then I'ma have to go.
Magical Hustle, a.k.a. Stefan Soleil. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I've got a brand new Sandra London erotica short story to read for you all. It's called No Dispatch, and I will read it for you live here on Playtime with Sandra Radio in just a little while. In the meanwhile, check out this next song. I had it. Okay, it's coming. Oh, yeah. Exotica by Juanitos, and I'll be right back with you.
exótica.
Telling me she got a man, and I've seen a man. Gosh, the guy's a scrub. But what
They fail to notice cause I ain't the same son. I made it this far. They have no idea what I came from or who I am. So who am I to blame them? Nah, though. I show them class, upgrade them. They don't gotta wear uniform, but I put them in cargo. Keep them on track, train them. So cutie, if I bump into you on shore, putting on your sunblock, just let me rub it on more. Yeah, you should let me rub it on more. Yeah, just hand me the bottle, let me rub it on more. And if you walking on shore with your shades on, try and get your shade on, cause the sand steaming on the floor. Girl, let me see your tan line, let me touch your tan line. What you think them tan lines for? And what you think this bottle in this hand of mine for? Or that motorboat by the dock, bring your girls and we could pop corks. We're watching the dolphins synchronize dive. Yeah, two at a time, but we'll be tipsy and seeing doubles. So let me just say, yeah, keep them coming in four at a time for us. See, I take care of you and yours. Take time to develop more trust. And dinner by candlelight and sunset, I'll be waiting by shoreline for us. Yeah. Like you enjoy that much, well that's only the appetizer. Don't you know you a queen, and you deserve a munch like one for once. Yeah, the chef's whipping up more munch. Yeah. And baby, be careful, that drink mix is sweeter than it seems. And it'll get you hooked, like a black eye, cause it got more punch. Yeah.
By Mark Angelo, and up next I have a first time ever song that's going to play right now called Running on Vapor by Catalina Shortwave. It's a band that Jess of Naked Girls Radio has reviewed over on nakedgirlsradio.com and the online magazine, so feel free to check out her review and check out this next song. And I will be doing my reading of No Dispatch very shortly, so stay tuned. But in the meanwhile, check this song out. Here you go.
Nothing left to give, and I got nothing left to take. Nothing left to say that isn't wrong or isn't fake. Nothing left to borrow, nothing left to steal. Nothing going on in life that's good and true and real. Nothing left to teach, and I got nothing left to learn. Nothing left to do, except light it up and let it burn. Cause I'm running on vapor, not survived. Need new against love, steps that never cease to last. Nothing in my pocket, got nothing in my heart. Nothing left to end, cause I had nothing left to start. Got nothing more to say, and I got nothing left to do, except know that I got nothing but to sing this song for you. Cause I'm running on vapor, and that's a fact. Need new inspiration, don't know where it's at. We'll be right back.
Running on Vapor by Catalina Shortwave. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. I saw there was a caller. I was putting you on hold, so I don't know. So if you'd like to attempt to call back, feel free. I'm going to go ahead and read my latest story right now. So tune in, gather around. Yeah, oh, wait, before I start, congratulations to the U.S. and Portugal and to Mexico and Brazil. They all, like, had a draw with one another, so woohoo for continuing to make it through a stalemate, as it were. So, yes, there you are. Alrighty, so I wrote No Dispatch on Wednesday, June 11th, 2014, and I published it on my website, livinggrind.com, on Thursday, June 12th, 2014, and I will start now. At 0400 hours 17 on 18 April 1911, I had about come undone, finito, cooked, over. I know this now. You won't. It is what is in the writing that counts, above all things. Deceased, Jane or John Doe, time of death, 0100 hours 20. There are three whole hours in there, or just about, and one or more others, or thereabout. I remember my hair, down to there, everywhere. My tongue, my tears, my tits, my pussy, pretty skull. The cold, darkness, the order. Lean back, look up, eyes closed, wrap your lips round, sealed, skin tight, the light, ugh, lights, harsh, gross, so profane, so brilliant, my double D's. Mais moi, je ne pose pas, monsieur. I shield my brights in polite society, merci bien, sacré bleu, the smoke, the probe, a rescue. A seizure, your hands, my waist, a pleasant plop, a plomb, eternal warmth, then abandon, a hoverer, a tunnel, alien and alone, all at the same time, colorblind, colorless, a heady omnipresence of gray, gray, gay, a cockfest catastrophe, with no end, no sight, some savior, some witness, a messenger, a call for agency, familiarity, long pause, vile accusations, pressure, a lift, long pause, restraint, a faceplant, long pause. I wail, I plead, mercy, release, an ear, an end, long pause. I dread the blur, the wait, fluid time. I seek connaissance. I could be more than me, possibly, 1 1/9, 1 2/9, maybe less, maybe more. Let's see. A producer, if you will. Produce, if you must. Or insist. But never, not ever, a director. A dwelling, per se. Perchance. Curtilage included. A box within a box. Packaging. Born at sea. Submission. Born in the air. This box. Squared, unready-made display, this play, window lady, window girl, wonder woman, LMP, an okay, look at, talk at, written around, written without, stamped within, shrouded in code, valued at. One night, maybe two nights, but never as one. Time of birth, 0400 hours, 17. Time of death, 0100 hours, 20. Rewind. A still life. The end. By yours truly, Sandra London of livinggrind.com. There you are. Hope you enjoyed it. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again,
858-815-2333. Deep inside you, in your mind's eye, lies the memory of how we used to be. Haunting photos that possess you, can't discard them, they arrest you. It's the blood of my lady.
Courtney Barnett, based out in Melbourne, Australia. And pop quiz, which is the second favorite book by American readers of all time? 5 seconds. 3, 2. Gone with the Wind, right after the Babel. Isn't that awesome? Yes. Well, in the meanwhile, check out this next audio recording featuring yours truly, Sandra London, and one of my all-time favorite stands. And it's from chapter 19 of Gone with the Wind. So I hope you enjoy.
Oh, Ashley, I'll never get used to you being gone.
So you didn't refugee to Macon. I heard that Miss Pitty had retreated, and of course, I thought you'd gone too. So when I saw your light, I came here to investigate. Why did you stay?
Well, to keep Melanie company. You see, she can't refugee now.
Thunderation! You don't mean to tell me Miss Wilkes is still here. I never heard of such idiocy. It's quite dangerous for her in her condition.
Quite ungallant of you to think that I wouldn't get hurt, too.
I'd back you against the Yankees any day.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
It isn't. When will you stop looking for compliments in men's lightest utterances?
When I'm on my deathbed.
Vanity, vanity. At least you're frank about it. So, you stayed with Miss Wilkes. This is the strangest situation I ever encountered.
I see nothing strange about it.
No, but then you lack the impersonal viewpoint. My impression has been for some time that you could hardly endure Miss Wilkes. You think her silly and stupid, and her patriotic notions bore you. You seldom pass by the opportunity to slip in some belittling remark about her, so naturally it seems strange to me that you would elect to do the unselfish thing and stay with her during this shelling. Now, just why did you do it?
Because she's Charlie's sister. She's like sister to me.
You mean because she's Ashley Will's widow?
I was almost on the point of forgiving you for your former boorish conduct, but now I shan't do it. I wouldn't have ever let you come upon this porch at all if I hadn't been feeling so blue and...
Sit down and smooth your ruffled fur. Why are you blue?
Oh, I had a letter from Tara today. The Yankees are close to home, and my little sister's ill with typhoid, and so now, even if I could go home, like I want to, Mother wouldn't let me for fear I'd catch it too. Oh dear, and I do so want to go home.
Well, don't cry about it. You're much safer here in Atlanta, even if Yankees do come, than you'd ever be at Terra. The Yankees won't hurt you, and typhoid would.
The Yankees wouldn't hurt me? How can you say such a lie?
My dear girl, the Yankees aren't fiends. They haven't horns and hooves, as you seem to think. They're pretty much like Southerners. Except with worse manners, of course, and terrible accents.
Why, the Yankees would...
Rape you? I think not. Oh, of course they'd want to.
If you're going to talk vilely, I shall go into the house.
Be frank, wasn't that what you were thinking?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, but it was. No use getting mad at me if you're reading your mind. That's what all our delicately nurtured and pure-minded Southern ladies think. They have it on their mind constantly. I'll wager even dowagers like Miss Merriweather. Speaking of such matters, have you a protector or chaperone in the house? The Admiral, Miss Merriweather, or Miss Meade? They always look at me as if they know I was here for no good purpose.
Mrs. Meade usually comes over at night, but she couldn't tonight. Phil, her boy, is home.
What luck to find you alone. Don't giggle. Don't pull away. I wouldn't hurt you.
Hurt me? I'm not afraid of you, Rhett Butler, or any man in shoe leather.
An admirable sentiment, but do lower your voice. Ms. Wilkes might hear you, and pray compromise yourself. Scarlett, you do like me, don't you?
Well, sometimes. When you aren't acting like a varmint.
I think you like me because I am a varmint. You've known so few dyed-in-the-wool varmints in your sheltered life that my very difference holds a quaint charm for you.
That's not true. I like nice men. Men you can depend on to always be gentlemanly.
You mean men you can always bully. It's a matter of definition, but no matter. But you do like me. Could you ever love me, Scarlett?
Indeed, no. That is, not unless you mended your manners considerably.
And I have no intention of mending them. So you could not love me. That's as I hope. For while I like you immensely, I do not love you, and it would be tragic indeed for you to suffer twice from unrequited love, wouldn't it, dear? May I call you dear, Miss Hamilton? I should call you dear whether you like it or not, so no matter, but the proprieties must be observed.
You don't love me?
No, indeed. Did you hope that I did?
Don't be so presumptuous.
You hoped. Alas, to blight your hopes. I should love you, for you are charming and talented at many useless accomplishments. But many ladies have charm and accomplishments that are just as useless as you are. No, I don't love you, but I do like you tremendously for the elasticity of your conscience, for the selfishness with which you seldom trouble to hide, and for your shrewd practicality, in which I fear you get from some not-too-distant Irish peasant ancestor. Don't interrupt. I like you because I have those same qualities in me, and like begets liking. I realize you still cherish the memory of the godlike and wooden-headed Mr. Wilkes, who's probably been in his grave these 6 months, but there must be room in your heart for me, too. Scarlett, do stop wriggling. I'm making you a declaration.
So are you asking me to marry you?
Good Lord, no. Didn't I tell you I wasn't a marrying man? Dear, I am complimenting you on your intelligence by asking you to be my mistress without having first seduced you.
Mistress? What? What would I get out of that, except the tassel of breath?
That's why I like you. You are the only frank woman I know. The only woman who looks on the practical side of matters without beclouding the issue with mouthings about sin and morality. Any other woman would have swooned first and then shown me the door.
I will show you the door. Get out! How dare you say such things to me? What have I ever done to encourage you? To make you suppose... Get out and don't ever come back here. I mean it this time. Don't you ever come back here with any of your peddling papers or pens and ribbons thinking I'll forgive you. I'll tell my father, and he'll kill you.
May I help you?
Sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners, have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.